Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Scripture makes it clear that there is no experience of genuine freedom outside of Jesus Christ, and yet most Christians haven't even begun to comprehend the kind of freedom they've been given in Jesus. You see, the seeds of freedom are deposited in our hearts when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. He first sets us free from sin and death, and then breaks that power over us so we can have eternal life with Him. God wants to free us from every form of bondage that prevents us from becoming the person He created us to be. And this kind of freedom is achieved by knowledge of the truth. So, what do you believe? It's important to understand and have faith in the truth alone, because we actually submit to our beliefs. In today's message, titled, No Jesus, No Freedom, Evangelist Paul Acqua teaches that true freedom comes only through Jesus Christ. Let's join in.
Many people desire to live independent of God, but is that what it really means to be free? Jesus makes it clear that there is no experience of genuine freedom outside of Him. I am going to start in John chapter 8, verse 36. In John 8, 36, Jesus makes a wonderful statement of victory. He says, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." So we read that, and it's obviously something good to read. It's the Word of God. But what does it mean? We need to take time to think about what we are reading and go over it in our mind. Ask questions. Who, what, when, where, why? Who is he talking to? What is he talking about? What does it mean to be free? And so my message to you today is about freedom. What does it mean to be free in Christ? If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. The idea of freedom brings on the idea of we are free from something. So there is something going on that we need to be free from, that Jesus came to give us. That needs to be what we begin to look at. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 42, talking about Jesus Christ, and I'm reading verses 6 to 7. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles. Verse 7. To open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness from the prison house. Hallelujah. Jesus was empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. He recognized his own calling and purpose as recorded in the prophet Isaiah's book. He came to communicate in word and deed the heart of the Father and his great plan of salvation. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4 verse 18 that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. So Jesus is declaring that he is an anointed man and not an ordinary person. Jesus here is saying that he was sent. He made a specific point that he was the Savior sent from heaven. He was a special messenger. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to minister to people that are captive, that are oppressed. So we are talking about liberty to the captives and liberty to the oppressed. What does that mean? Where we first read John 8:36 says, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. And so we have these two things going on, that there is a captivity or an oppression that is a bondage to the people of God, and Jesus comes to set us free. Christ came to give us abundant life. He himself said it in John 10:10 that the thief does not come except to steal, to kill and destroy. But I have come to give you life and give you more abundantly. So what's this abundant life? Abundant life means you can live in absolute peace. You can live in total freedom. You can live in lack of anxiety, lack of fear, lack of anything that would be oppressive in any way. You can live in total joy, total peace, knowing that every need is going to be met if it's not already met. You see, you may be thinking, can I live that sort of life? Yes, indeed, that's my answer. That's what the Bible says. Yes, indeed, you can have that life now because that's the abundant life Christ came to give to you and me. You don't have to wait for heaven. You can be free now. You can walk in fullness of life now. This is the abundant life you're talking about, my friend. He came to set the prisoner free, to bring light to those who sit in darkness out of the prison house. That's what he's saying. Now you sit in darkness in the prison cells, but you can come out of the prison house. Those who have been held in the prison house of fear, doubt, and of all bondages, he came to set the captive free. Jesus has come to deliver you totally from your chains and to bring you right out of your prison house, not just from your little cell where you were held captive, but to bring you out of the entire prison house, out of the premises, out of the vicinity and the area. Hallelujah. He came to set at liberty them that are bruised and to bring out prisoners from the prison house. Those who sit in darkness from the prison house, don't be held captive. Follow him out of the prison door and out of the prison house. I have to emphasize on this, because many are in bondage, many are in captivity, many are in chains. The freedom God gives is real, I tell you. When he sets you free, you are free indeed. Jesus came to set the prisoner free, to bring you out of captivity and to give you liberty. He has done it for many of us, and he would do it for you if only you would believe. The weight of sin in your life would be lifted off your shoulders. The power of sin that you cannot conquer. The sin that entangles you and ensnares you. God says he would deal with them. He would forgive you. What sin is weighing on you? Is it lust? Is it evil desires? Are you plagued with fears? He says he would bring them all down. Why? Because he is God. You cannot do it, but he will. He says he will. What a great offer is on the table now. What a great offer I'm presenting to you right now. You have to leave everything for this. He carried our sins to the cross to cleanse us and make us free. It's not God's desire that any of us should live in sin or bondage any longer. It's not his will that any should perish. He doesn't want you to be oppressed by the devil. The Bible says in Acts chapter 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. He doesn't want his people to be downtrodden. He doesn't want his people to be tormented by the devil. He doesn't want his people to be trapped. He came to set the captive free. This is the true gospel, my friend. But it's foolishness to those who are perishing because they think it's too simple. It couldn't be that easy. People in their own little mind say it's tough to overcome addiction. They say it's tough to leave your sin. They say it's tough to be healed from brokenheartedness. But Jesus said he came to heal the brokenhearted. Jesus came to specially deliver mankind from darkness to light and to live his life in you. He is your salvation. He came to preach deliverance to the captives. And when you receive him, you will have new life in him. Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. That's recorded in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that almost every Christian knows about. He will transform every part of your being into glorious image of himself. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. It's a glorious process which will continue for the rest of your life. Jesus came to set you free from this present evil world. It's God's will to deliver us from this present evil world. Jesus came to do a marvelous work, to set his people free. And this is good news. Our Lord has come to deal with this evil world because he loves us. The Bible says in Galatians 1 verses 3 and 4, that grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. This is a powerful text of scripture, my friend. It's just a statement about the purpose of Jesus coming to this earth. This means that we have been saved by grace, and the gospel of grace is rescue and deliverance out of the hand of sin. The gospel has been given to set us free, so that we do not have to live like unbelievers in this present evil age or evil world. This is God's will for all his children and for those who want to receive him. Many people have changed the purpose of Jesus coming to this earth to be only to deal with the forgiveness of sins and our life in eternity with God the Father on new earth or in heaven. And for some people, that's what they present as the gospel. But Paul writes here and says, our Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world. He might free us from this evil world that we live in. Jesus came to deliver us from poverty, from demonic control, as well as sin in this present world, to the extent we believe that we will begin to experience the physical benefits of our salvation in this day and age. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul did not say Jesus gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the world to come. He said this present evil world. That means our salvation is effectual in this life too, not just in the one to come. He's not talking about hell in the future or some destruction in the future, but he says that Jesus came to this earth to deliver us out of this present evil world. That's talking about the present age. That's about in the now, the present state and decay that we see in the world because of sin and what sin does. And I tell you, you are free indeed if you will receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And if you have already done so, you should live in that freedom that I've been given by continuing in the Word of God. Without truth, there is no freedom, because Jesus is the truth. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.